Today is Tuesday, and as we prepare our hearts for this Easter, let's take a moment to pause, to breathe deeply and slowly, to slow down our thoughts and focus all of our senses to be fully present with the Lord. Our reading for today is found in Matthew 26, verse 47 to 56. Read with me. While he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of this high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" In that hour, Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. As I think about Judas, a follower of Jesus, a man who spent his every day with Jesus during his ministry, how striking it is that Jesus knew that the one who was so closely involved in his every day, who saw the miracles he performed, who witnessed the love Jesus had for the outcasts, whom Jesus loved too, would be the very one to betray him for an earthly reward. A reward that would perish. Yet this same man, Jesus calls friend. How deep his love and his compassion must go if this was Jesus' response. That same night, the rest of Jesus' closest friends deserted him too. In the face of danger, they seek their own protection, their own interests, and they follow their own desires. Yet Jesus knows that these are the very people for whom he also came to die. How deep his love and compassion must go if this was Jesus' response. Dear God, we thank you that your word shows us in so many ways the depth of your love and your compassion for us. I'm so aware, God, that daily I also seek my own protection and even turn my back on you. Sometimes knowingly, sometimes unaware. I recognize and I confess, God, that the 1 minute I can declare my love and my commitment to you, and the very next moment run away from you. Show me now, God, where I am doing exactly that in my life. God, the word friend is so intimate and so personal. And if you called the very one who betrayed you on earth friend, speak to me now about who you say I am to you. Help me know you despite my betrayal, despite my running away, and my often selfish intentions. Show me, God, who I am to you. Jesus, I honor you for your obedience in choosing to submit to the Father's plan, that you willingly bore the pain of betrayal, which ultimately led to a possibility of a personal relationship with you, which allows me this space of being in the presence of the Most High God. Thank you, God, for that. Now, as I go into the next part of my day, God, may I know even more deeply your personal presence. Help me know the presence of the one who calls me friend. Amen.